One way to gain insight on the core values of a company is to review what they look for in an employee. How do they attract new talent? Do they spend more time talking about their organization, their employees, or the people they insure? What is important to each organization? In my opinion, whatever is valued by an auto insurance company will be highlighted by what is emphasized in the workplace. These core values will be reflected in the people they hire, such as auto insurance adjusters, and their relationships with their clients. For example, it has been many years since I interacted with the Allstate company. From reviewing some of their current job descriptions online, I found their past dealings with the accident claim followed their core values, that is, the importance of their clients, and their attempts to assess car accident damage and resolve issues on behalf of their insured quickly and fairly. Although my dealings with Allstate involved small claims and was many years ago, from my perspective, the core values of how they resolved my claim was demonstrated in the current job description for new talent. I have never dealt with Allstate regarding a substantial claim, therefore I cannot comment on how they process those claims. But I was happy to be able to see the emphasis it's placed heavily on the needs of their clients in their recruitment of new talent. I, Estra, have been through the claim process with several auto insurance adjusters and have experienced a range of professional courteous services to delays, denials, and those of little help. Thank you for joining me today as we discuss talking with car accident auto insurance adjusters. Join me, Estra, in the conversation by dialing 718-766-4385 to share your comments. Again, that's 718-766-4385. Thank you for being a part of today's show, this January 25th, 2014. Also, 214 Car Accident Weekly Planners are currently available. Stop by any time during the year if involved in a car accident to pick one up. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. Stop by estras.blogspot.com for more information. Today we will spend our time talking about job descriptions of auto insurance adjusters and how they may provide clues about corporate culture and how they might treat you as a client. We'll also talk about who is your adjuster working for. What is the purpose of talking with an auto insurance adjuster? What is the record of your auto insurance company? Communication with your adjuster, sharing information about the process, and also whether to contact via phone, online request, or written letter. Job descriptions of auto insurance adjusters may provide clues about corporate culture and how they treat clients. As with most situations, the more information available about an auto insurance company, the easier it is in making a decision on if that's the company you want to pay your premiums to and work with in case involved in a car accident. Upon review of several companies' auto insurance adjusters' job descriptions, I've found some concentrated on the merits of the organization, some on the benefits of the job, while some emphasize taking care of the clients. While in my opinion, information regarding all three of these topics are important, where the main emphasis lies, from my perspective, directs what the main goals of the company could be. Where in my opinion, information regarding all three of these topics are important, where the main emphasis lies, from my perspective, directs what the main goal of the company could be, and therefore how much emphasis is placed on the client's goals and needs, which is restoration to a pre-accident state. Realize that most auto insurance companies have automated systems which evaluate and estimate the values of a claim. Some carriers lean on this assessment more than others, yet in most cases, Initial contact after a car accident is with a customer service employee that acts as an intake interviewer with whom you share information regarding car accidents. If your case is a minor fender bender, then they may direct you to a car repair location where they can evaluate the damage to your car and recommend a repair shop if your car is drivable. If it's not, they will send someone out to review your car at the location it's at, and if part of your policy, sets you up with a rental car for a week or two until the repairs have taken place in most cases. This is why it's so important to review your auto insurance policy. And this way, you are aware of the assistance available and request it if necessary. In most cases, when calling insurance companies, they will ask you whether you are in need of an item within your policy, but it's also your responsibility to know your options. In fact, this is a great list to write on the back of my book, Car Accident by Esther, so you will know and have this information in advance. Typically, there is enough to learn about at the time of a collision. The more information readily available, the less stress encountered. If a car accident is a bit more serious, typically more options are available in most policies. And the conversation with your auto insurance company should still be only about the facts of your condition. If you are getting medical treatment, a decision must be made whether to use PIP on your policy if it's available, or your health care insurance. Pay attention to the cost of your claim. If your insurance company can get a better deal without reducing the quality, it may be in your best interest to let them negotiate an item. However, if the negotiation is done at your expense, you may want to consider all available options. It's important to know what you want in car repairs, the medical services necessary, wage replacement if off work for any time, and the outcome of your claim. This is why it's important to realize what actions are necessary if involved in a collision. Your conversation with an auto insurance adjuster will be evaluated upon the knowledge you have, the communication of your current condition, your expectations, and how much you know about the rights under your current policy. Also, the cost of your claim increases as the length of time your case extends. The adjuster level will also go from first level to senior level depending on how your claim progresses. If the auto insurance adjuster you're talking with is your insurance carrier, hopefully they will be able to work on your behalf. However, this depends on many factors. First, do both or all the people involved in the collision have the same carrier? Is the cost of the claim viewed as more expensive than the auto insurance is willing to pay out? What is the corporate culture of the company? And how knowledgeable and experienced is the adjuster on the laws of the state and claim process in general? In many states, auto insurance adjusters are licensed. Therefore, depending on the perception and directives of their manager, in my opinion, they may be working on your behalf or their own or perhaps another individual involved in the claim. This is why it is so important to write down details of each conversation, where their interest lies, and what the direction it appears they're taking on your claim. If you have not ever dealt with an auto insurance adjuster, do not leave all the expectations of this claim to them. Learn as much as possible about the process, how they should be helping you through it, and pay attention to any cues from them about their opinion regarding your claim. If you have concerns about behavior, ask them about it. For example, if every time you are expecting a check from them and it's late, or it doesn't even actually show up, ask them to account for these problems. Make sure to stay focused and on question, and don't be moved to another one. It is important to ascertain the behavior and actions of the adjuster regarding your claim. If you find them lenient on the additional day or two for the rental car, or working to return you back to a pre-accident condition, realize they're as eager as you are to get this claim resolved and to get moved on. Remember, the reason for talking to an adjuster is to get you back on track by getting your car repaired, health restored, or assistance in learning to cope with a disability. This is a professional relationship. You have insurance in case some unexpected event happens that prevents you from doing daily activities. The adjuster's goal is to help restore you to this point at the least cost, but at a level of satisfaction that meets the agreement in your policy and reasonable expectations. The adjuster should be there to assist you, but always acknowledge they work for the insurance company, not you. Therefore, their first allegiance is to the company. You must always be your best advocate in this situation, even when adjusters are treating you with respect, dignity, and promptly managing your claims. From my perspective, the key to this relationship is realizing what the purpose of the conversation is about and working towards getting your problems resolved equitably. Your state insurance commissioner has documentation on the record of auto insurance company complaints by their clients. Prior to signing up with an insurance company, visit your state insurance commissioner's website and review the comments out there on the site. Doing some homework about the company you will be paying premiums for years or decades is worth taking the time to evaluate, because you need to know how they will treat you when you really need them. There's nothing worse, in my opinion, than expecting help from an auto insurance company only to find out later that your bills will not be paid and you will end up spending years fighting them in court trying to get the issue resolved. In most cases, car accidents are difficult enough to deal with without having to fight an insurance company. Take a day to research the auto insurance company that you're interested in, and it might alleviate a lot of suffering when you need them the most. From my perspective, first impressions can say a lot. Sometimes when injured and not feeling well, one wants just to second-guess the opinions. However, from my experience, first impressions are rarely wrong. Trust your instincts and impressions. Use the written communication to validate or help evaluate where the relationship with an adjuster may be headed. Remember, this relationship is built upon facts of your claim only. From my point of view, this is not the time to develop new friendships. In my opinion, these are professional relationships built to resolve a problem. In order for an adjuster to help resolve your problem, they must understand them and be able to document them in a way required by their company. Therefore, when you provide the adjuster with a clear understanding of your circumstances, give the facts only and where you want to be at the end of this claim. Demonstrate your request is reasonable, is aligned with your policy, and it will be easier to determine whether their goals and yours are moving in the same direction. If you find more and more conflict as each conversation transpires with an adjuster, in my opinion, it may be time to lawyer up. Many good faith insurance companies would rather work with their clients and reduce their costs, yet those companies preferring not to pay out claims will delay in helping resolve your issues, which may actually bring additional hardships into your life because of false expectations of being serviced. So the sooner you realize the intent of the adjuster, the sooner you can become your best advocate and do what is in your best interest. Yes, this is difficult at a time when not feeling well, but do not let your injuries be used as an advantage to a bad faith auto insurance company. Most important in this equation is you. Keep this always at the forefront of your mind and action. Be professional in your dealings with adjusters, regardless of their actions or behaviors. Document everything that transpires between you. Make sure to keep it in a form that's easy to retrieve and bring back up to them when they're supposed to have provided you with assistance and did not. One of the most important things to do is be willing to address concerns with an adjuster, not shying away from the most difficult issues of the claim. This can help allow clearing up misunderstandings or finding out sooner than later a stance an auto insurance company is taking on your claim. One doesn't have to be confronted yet. Ask questions factually and request answers to your concerns. If you continually are not getting the answers to your questions or your assistance to resolve problems is not being met per your insurance policy, it is important then to seek outside help. First, you can try to talk with your supervisor of the adjuster. In most cases, this resolves the issue. Remember, your insurance commissioner for your state is also there. Different communication styles sometimes prevent claims from moving forward. Just the realization that you are not willing to let the issue stand as it is can be a way of getting things moving again. When you have expectations regarding your claim from the beginning and they are reasonable, it becomes easier to know where you expect to be at the end of this claim. Sometimes this is a straight path from start to end. Sometimes it's not so straight, and decisions and decisive actions must be taken. Regardless of the route one takes, having a plan makes the process move forward. The knowledge and experience you have about auto insurance claim processing, the more you will be able to see what lies ahead. Be patient. That can be difficult when you're in a world of pain. Therefore, evaluate where you are, what you can do, and how you want to deal with this process. Outside help can make a difference, so if you're feeling like you need more information or help, do not be afraid to reach out. There's a lot of twists and turns sometimes, and a little help can go a long way. Make sure to realize all available options on how to proceed by reviewing your policy. Most times, accident victims have not spent much time learning about their policies, and in my opinion, the person writing the policy typically has the upper hand, which is usually the insurance companies. But it's still important to know the content. If you end up spending too much time fighting with your auto insurance company rather than getting better, you might want to consider taking care of yourself first and waiting until better to address concerns. Finances typically play an important role in this decision, yet your health is just as important, and indeed a hard balance to strike between your health and finances. Choosing whether to write, call, or use your auto insurance company's online website depends not only on how comfortable you are with them, but also their response time and your need to get an issue resolved. From my perspective, different insurance companies have different preferences. The most important thing to do is to document everything. Everything they do or do not do, everything that is said, along with the end results of each action. Developing a timeline of conversations and actions help to see what has been done, the direction the claim is going. Not only can you see your progress, but also how they are helping you to get there. When talking with a car accident insurance adjuster, think about what you are saying, how it pertains to your claim, and organize the facts so that they are clear and concise, allowing the adjuster to document your claim in a way your circumstances are understood. Considering most adjusters see similar situations on a regular basis, they're typically very much aware of traffic collisions from my perspective. When having conversations regarding your claim, talk when feeling at your best considering your condition. The better you feel, the better your temperament will probably be, which when you're not feeling well, isn't necessarily in the best state of mind. We want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the musicians that made this day much more interesting. Thank you for joining me this week. And I'll see you again next week.